Thank you. Morning, everyone. I've had to do large print notes because you can't adjust the height of this. And I wear varifocals, and I was like, oh no, what if I can't read it? I can't see what I've written. So yeah, it's brilliant. We've had, Jonathan and I have had a really good time working with the young people. It's been a real privilege to get to know them a bit better and to walk with them on their journey towards God, and it has really been a privilege. We've really enjoyed it. So I do want to thank the young people for your openness and your honesty. Thank you for all the challenging questions that you've asked that have challenged us. There's been a little bit of Googling going on with some of the questions, but it's been great, and we've really enjoyed it. So thank you for engaging with that. So we have one final question that we're going to explore today, very briefly. The main focus today is actually worshipping. We're concluding the series, but we're praying that this is a catalyst to having for us to all have a greater lifestyle of worship and a greater relationship with God through worship. So it's not an end, and you can go, oh phew, thank goodness we've finished with worshiping. We're hoping that it's going to be a start and a launch pad for people. So our final question today is, what do we do when there are no words displayed for us to sing? Okay, now sometimes that's because the projector's not working and it's gone wrong. And that does happen. You know, that happens. It happened a few weeks ago. I was leading. It was quite a while before I realized there were no words behind me. And what I realized when it went quiet. So we were singing, and the first verse was okay because everybody knew the words to the first verse. The chorus was okay because everybody knew the words to the chorus. Verse two, we start. It was like, oh, that's, people aren't singing anymore. And then I do a quick, like, oh, there's no words. And sometimes that can last quite a while, and sometimes it can just be a little glitch. But actually, there'll be times in our lives when we want to worship God where there are no words. So we might be at home worshiping, and all of a sudden, you're kind of like, oh, I'm going to worship God. Oh, I can't remember any songs. I can't think of any words. You might be in the car, and you want to worship God, and it's not very practical when you're in the car. If you're driving, to have a song sheet in front of you. I don't recommend it, so please don't try that at home or in the car. But Scripture encourages us to sing a new song, and that's what we're going to explore this morning. What does that actually mean, to sing a new song? There are loads and loads of scriptures that encourage us to do that. Psalm 96, verse 1, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. The whole earth, that's everybody. That includes us. Isaiah 42:10, sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praises from the ends of the earth. Psalm 98:1, sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. And Psalm 149:1, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing his praises in the assembly of the faithful. Well, I would hope that here we are in an assembly of the faithful. And so God is commanding us, even here when we're gathered together, to sing a new song. But where does that new song come from? How do we know what to sing? So I've got three very brief, this is going to be really short. I'm on page two already, and there's only three pages, and it's very large print. So this is really short. So first thing, three ideas that you can do. This isn't an exhaustive list. These are just three things that help me. So the first thing that you can do is to repeat a word or a phrase. In Revelation 4:8, the second part of that verse, it says, day after day, they, which is the four living beings who are in heaven, keep on saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is still to come. And the key bit of that is they keep on saying it. So they're repeating the same words of worship over and over and over again. Now, when we're doing that, we might take those words from maybe a song that we know, or perhaps even a song that we've just sung, where the words were displayed. So even last week, this happened during the worship. So we were singing, Oh, the Weight of His Glory. And at the end, we repeat, sing his praise again. Now, even after Jonathan and I had stopped singing that, there were people in the congregation, it was amazing, who carried on singing that, sing his praise again, sing his praise again. And people would just kept singing it. And it was really lovely. It was wonderful. So you can do that. You can pick a line or a few words from a song that you know, maybe a song that we've just sung, and just keep singing that over and over again. You can change the tune if you want to. It doesn't have to be the same tune. God really doesn't mind. You can just keep repeating something over and over again. Usually when I sing a new song, I get like one word in my head, maybe a short phrase, maybe two or three words. And as I sing that word or that short phrase out, another one drops in my head. And as I sing that one, another one drops in my head. So when you might have seen, sometimes I sing out for quite a long time, that's words that aren't on the screen. It's not like I've had a big download from God and there's a song in front of me. I will sing a word or a phrase at a time and then another one comes. And I just keep singing them until they stop coming. And that's the Holy Spirit just dropping things in my mind so that I can praise God. And I do find it quite strange because it's kind of like, well, I'm supposed to be giving myself to God, but he's telling me what to sing. It's great. so it's like a cycle. But if you just get a word, try singing it and then see if something else comes into your head and sing that out. Or just sing that word or that phrase over and over again. So that's the first thing. Number two, you can sing scripture. So we can just use words from the Bible to help us. And Psalms is a really, really good place to start. There are loads of brilliant words in Psalms which praise and exalt God. And sort of as a starting point, the early hundreds are quite good. So there's quite a few around there that have got some really good words of praise and exaltation in them. So if you're not getting any words and you can't think of anything, open your Bible, have a look at Psalms and sing something from there. So for example, Psalm 92, verses 1 to 2. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. So you can sing, I give thanks to you, Lord. I sing praises to you. You can personalize it. It's good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening. Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love. Thank you for your faithfulness. So it's quite easy to just use those words. On Friday morning, if anybody does Lectio 365, part of it was looking at Psalm 3, a little bit of Psalm 3. And it was about creativity this week. And they were encouraged to do something with part of the psalm, to meditate on it, to be creative, to maybe draw something. And there was part of it that really spoke to me, just a little bit, but you, Lord, are a shield around me. And I just sang that over and over. Just as I was sitting, listening to, I did have to pause it because they carried on talking. But I just sang that little short phrase. I didn't sing anything else. I just sang that because that's what touched me that morning. And I just sang that over and over again. So using scripture is really, really helpful. Thirdly and finally, singing in tongues. 1 Corinthians verse 14 and 15, in that verse, Paul's talking about praying in tongues, but he goes on to apply that to singing as well. So the verse says, I will pray in the Spirit, and I will also pray in words I understand. So praying in the Spirit is when we're praying in a language that we don't understand, and we call it speaking in tongues. Okay, it's a language that God gives us that we don't necessarily understand. And then it goes on to say, I will sing in the Spirit, and I will also sing in words I understand. So we're being encouraged not just to pray in that heavenly language, to pray in tongues, but also to sing in tongues. In Acts 2, verses 1 to 4, we have these words. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. So this speaking in tongues, speaking in different languages, is a gift from the Holy Spirit. But you might think, well, yeah, that's okay for the believers in Acts because they were in that room and that really amazing thing happened at Pentecost. But actually, no, it's not just for the believers in Acts. In Mark 16, verse 16, it says, anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. So if we believe that Jesus is our Lord and Saviour, we can ask for the gift of speaking in different tongues. Because it says that in the Bible, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe they will speak in new languages. So we just have to ask. If you believe, then you can ask for that gift of speaking in tongues. And if we can speak in tongues, then we can sing in tongues. You just put it to a tune. But what about the tune? You know, because some people might be thinking, oh, can't actually sing. Doesn't actually matter. God looks at your heart. Okay, our praise and worship is a beautiful sound to him, whether it's in tune or not. Whether we're singing in the same key as the band are playing in, whether we're completely flat, whether we keep changing keys, whether we're going up and down through the octaves, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What God looks at is your heart, and it's a beautiful sound to him. So don't worry about what the person either side of you are doing. It's probably the one in front who'll hear it the most. Don't worry about that. Just imagine yourself just with God. It's an audience of one. You're not singing for the people around you. You're singing to God and for God. So don't worry if you don't think it's a beautiful sound. God thinks it is, and that is what is really important. If you're still a little bit unsure, try just singing on one note. That's okay. You don't have to go up and down and all over the place. Just try singing on one note, or use a tune that you already know. So maybe we've just sung something and you've got that tune in your head. Sing to that tune, but just sing different words or sing in tongues, whatever it is that you feel you want to do. Just experiment and see what happens. So we are going to try it here this morning, but I would encourage you as well, try it at home, practice. If you haven't done this before or you've not done it for a while, try it at home. Sing in the shower, sing in the car, wherever you are, wherever you and God's always listening, so it doesn't matter where you are. But if you're feeling a bit shy, try it when you're on your own. Maybe put on a CD, a Christian CD in the background to give you, to kind of get into it. But I really encourage you because it's very freeing and very releasing. And it really blesses God. It really blesses him. So we're going to move into a time of sung worship now. And there's going to be an opportunity, isn't there, Mauricio? Yes, there is, to put this into practice. If you would like prayer to be filled with the Holy Spirit, if you don't speak in tongues and you'd like prayer for that, please come to the front. If the ministry team could have half an eye open so that we can pray for people during the worship. But let's just really fix our eyes on God and really enjoy his presence this morning.